Brad, congratulations, 150. I don't think Thanks. You've missed too many games since you made your debut at West Coast. What do you put down your durability or, you know, ability to not miss many games down to?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, really. I think, you know, everyone sort of prepares and does all that sort of stuff pretty similarly. So I guess sometimes it just comes down to a bit of luck. And, yeah, fortunately I've been able to play and not miss too many, so hopefully that can continue.
What's been the highlight of your career so far?
Oh, I guess so far it's been playing finals, you know. We haven't been able to quite get to the top, but, you know, last year playing in a prelim final, the year before playing in a semi-final, and just, you know, seeing where this club's got to in the last few years has been a real highlight, I guess. And, you know, the turnaround from playing at Amy Stadium in my first year with, you know, 15 to 20,000 people there to then, you know, playing on the weekend in front of 50,000, you know, it's a big big rise for the club, and it's been fantastic to be a part of that.
Brad, obviously this weekend's shaping is a big fixture for the club, going
yep.
in winless. I mean, what's the mood like within the group?
Yeah, I think that all the boys were pretty disappointed after last weekend's effort. You know, that's Monday everyone came in and... although we were disappointed after Saturday night, Monday we came in and we're actually okay with, you know, we went through the review and all that sort of stuff, and it was a tough review, but, you know, Kenny made sure that as we walked out of it, we were okay with where we were headed and where we know we've got to go. So I think everyone's upbeat and positive and pretty eager to just to get back out there and play again.
In round one, we saw Adelaide sort of really get hold of North, especially in the sort of first half of that game. Watch that and sort of can take a few things out of that?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess the first half of the season, you know, North Adelaide were pretty eager to play some pretty hard-running, tough football, and I guess you can take a bit out of that. I think after half-time, North Melbourne turned it around a little bit and fought pretty hard to try and come back a little bit. But, yeah, we'll just make sure that, you know, the things we've learnt from the weekend were, you know, Sydney were really good in close and were able to really outwork us. In parts, and that's probably one area, and then also the work rate from there to get it inside 50 and then actually utilise the opportunities that we have when we go on inside 50. So I think if we can do that, then, you know, we're a fair chance of improving anyway.
With this weekend it's obviously a difficult fixture and a couple of tricky ones coming up. Is there a real sense that you've just got to get on the board this weekend?
Oh, I don't think that we're, you know, every weekend we're going out there to try and win. I don't think that we're looking too far ahead and saying, oh, you know, we've got Hawthorn the week after or anything like that. It's just more the fact that, okay, this is an opportunity for us to win, get 4 points and start our season off from here.
You talked about work rate a bit before, Brad.
Yeah.
Do you need to change any game style or tinker with anything to just be a bit more effective moving forward?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, the things that we've put in place over the last few years seem to have worked pretty well for us. I think it's just about... going back to that and continuing to improve on that, and not so much. I think that, you know, so far we've probably been a bit slow to move it and a little bit slow to react, and I think that you know, the usual way that we play the game is that fast paced, high tempo, exciting brand of footy. So I think that we're really just trying to get back to that a bit.
But it seems like you've missed Matt Lobby a fair bit, and his, you know, presence around the ground.
Mm.
Is he pretty close, do you think, to coming back this week?
I'd say, yeah, the way he's looking at the moment around the club and the way he's moving, I think he's hopefully progressing well. I really can't say if he's going to play or not play, but from what I can see, he's progressing, and hopefully that means that he should be okay to go. But then in saying that, yeah, quadra, a tricky sort of one, and I guess it'll just be touch and go. We'll wait and see. It's probably Friday to find out whether he's playing or not.
How important is he? You know, just
he's
one of those guys who crumbs in.
Yeah, he's definitely a handy player to have in the side. I guess, you know, once we get him working with Paddy, I think it's a really strong combination. And whilst Redo came in and competed hard on the weekend, he hasn't played in 2 years, so it's always tough for him to come in and star. So I think that, you know, once you get a guy like Matty Lobie back, it'll be, yeah, very handy for the side.
What about Jas?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on Jars. What's the...
No. No, I haven't got an update yet on the scans.
Yeah, I haven't...
They didn't think he'd come up.
I don't think he's looking too good. So, yeah, I guess that's another one where he might be out for a few weeks and someone will come in and hopefully fill that role.
I mean, there's plenty of guys with a fair bit of AFL experience. I mean, Cam O'Shea's dropped into that exact role a number of times and done really well, so...
Yeah, and that's the good thing about, I guess, where the team's at now is that the SNFL boys, like the Magpies, we had a really good win on the weekend, and there was a number of guys that played really strongly in there. So I think that, you know, with Jars going out, that'll just open up the door for, like you're saying, a Cam O'Shea or a Tom Cleary or someone like that to come in and fill that hole.
What sort of stuff has Ken been sort of saying to make sure that the confidence doesn't sort of drop off a little bit?
Yeah, I think that he's just, it's been quite hard in the way that he reviews the games, which is fair enough, because obviously we haven't won and we haven't been playing as well as what we'd like. But at the same time, he hasn't really gone around and patted everyone on the back and made everyone feel good. He just knows that we'll bounce back, and that's the way he's sort of talking, is that he's confident in the way that we can play, and if we get back to playing that way, then that's the sort of footy that we can that we play to win. So I don't think he's gone out of his way to really, like I said, try and pat everyone on the back and make everyone feel good. He's just sort of understanding that when we play our good football, we're a strong side.
So still very mum, and there's been two games.
Yeah, and there's nothing really to get too worried about just yet.
Playing at Etihad Stadium, one of the Brisbane boys blew a knee out in the turf area. Are you guys worried about that at all?
Nah, that's, I guess, I'm not too concerned about it. I think Etihad's had its issues over the years, but over the last few years I feel like it's been pretty strong surface, and personally I'm not too worried about it. I guess knee injuries are a shocking thing to happen in the game, but you see it happening at a number of grounds, so I'm not overly concerned just about Etihad.
People will look at the Sydney game and probably use it as almost a blueprint on how to slow you down. Do you need to come up with more tricks, different game plans?
No, I think it's about just... I think it comes back to that work rate side of things, and actually, adjusting to when teams are trying to slow you down like that and clog it up. Finding way. I guess when you're saying not change the way we play, but just finding different ways and actually looking at the game, and rather than rushing repeat entries in, actually be a bit more composed with our use around the 50, and just a few things like that. I guess that'll adjust to hopefully help us score more and convert our inside 50s.
Yeah, I couldn't work that out, the fact that you had so many inside 50s, very little return. What do you sort of make of that when you looked at it?
Oh, I just think Sydney are a very strong defensive side, they're a very good side, and as soon as you start bombing the ball in, or as soon as the ball's on the ground, they're just a really tough side to beat, and so you just need to be more efficient, I guess.
Defence is always a massive thing that you got the boys focus on. But has that been more of a focus this week after last weekend?
I think so. Yeah, I think that going forward we are trying to up that side of things. I think Sydney out tackled us quite convincingly, and that's a disappointing stat, because that's like you're saying, we do try and work on that defensive side of the game. So I think that we'll make sure that, like every area of the game after a loss, though, you're looking at everything, but tackling will be one area, and that contested ball, I guess, that you really try and raise.
Just with your 150th, in terms of your early career with the Eagles, does it even feel like does it feel like you've just been at Port Adelaide since day one, or still think about West Coast?
No, I still think about West Coast. I think that it was a great opportunity for me to start my career there and move away from home, be in a different surrounding, play 4 years. And I guess I was fortunate enough to play a fair bit of footy while I was over there, and they were fantastic to me, the club and all the people around there. So, I thank them for the opportunity to play there. But then coming home, it has been, it has been great to be able to play for Port Adelaide and to actually get to this sort of milestone, I guess. But it's just another game, I guess, and hopefully there's plenty more to come. Yeah.
What's the game plan to get ahead of Kangas on the weekend?
The game plan, as such.
What strategies or tactics?
I think it'll be just, without going too in depth into it, I think it's, like I said, that increasing the work rate around the outside and making sure that we're really hard, competing hard on the inside and utilising our inside 50s a little bit better with, just being able to hit up those options and actually stay a little bit more composed, I guess, with the ball.
Brilliant. Thank you.